Time for a Sting Gang podcast with Kehlani Bryant, the new head softball coach here at Midwestern State, joining us for the first of many podcasts to come as we get softball season started this week. Nothing says softball like 18-degree temperatures. How has this cold weather affected your preparation for your season opener, which is going to be in Mansfield, as you'll play five games this weekend at the Lone Star D2 College Classic?
Yeah, we've had to be flexible for sure. I mean, with the amount of ice and snow that we got, you know, it's pushed us to be inside, but we're super grateful for the opportunity to just get inside and get some work in to be able to prepare for this weekend.
So you're going to play five games in a really short period of time. I think over 3 days you're playing five games. How do you go about preparing for that volume of games?
I think just going in that, you know, we have some versatility and we have, you know, a deep pitching staff. So we're going to be able to utilize all of our pitchers at some point. So just, you know, making sure that we do what we need to as an offense to contribute and help our pitchers out for sure.
So let's start in the circle. Who do you think is going to make major contributions for you there?
Well, we do have two returners with Kaylee Bowers and Cheyenne Florence. You know, they came back and KK had several innings last year. Cheyenne was hurt, and so she redshirted. So I think for her, you know, no one really knows what she has to offer in the circle. So I think she's going to shock some people. We also have Izzy Cornell, which is a transfer from Paris Junior College. A lot of history there. I mean, they've had a ton of success at Paris, and so excited about her. Audrey Sierra, she's a freshman, and we also have Kaylin Salazar, who came to us this semester from East Central University. So we have a ton of versatility, like I said, and, you know, just being able to utilize our pitchers at the right time, but having the experience with the two juniors will help out a lot with just the leadership role.
Have you defined those roles yet, or is that still in flux, or is that something you're trying to determine here before you get into conference play?
I don't think that you necessarily have to determine that. I think that kids just kind of step into that leadership role of, you know, guiding the younger group of kids and, you know, being good leaders and good mentors to them. They know the conference, you know, they know what the Lone Star looks like, so they can express those expectations to our youngsters and kind of tell them, you know, what to expect. And at times, you know, it's kind of a savage when they're like, that's not good enough. So I mean, they kind of just step into those roles. I don't necessarily have to ask that of them.
Let's just kind of go around the diamond. So what do you look like behind the plate?
So we have three catchers. We have two that are seniors, Megan Ayala and then Madison Stewart. Both of them, you know, have a ton of experience. I think they shared quite a bit of innings last year.
And Midwestern State fans familiar with both of those players,
sure. Both impact players for sure. Lola Weber came in as a transfer, I think from Odessa. But overall, I mean, I like our staff behind the plate. I think that, you know, with the two seniors, they bring good leadership. Their presence is known when they're behind the plate. So I'm excited about seeing them lead in so many ways for our pitchers. And obviously it's their senior year, so we want to give them a good way of sending them out. You know, obviously having a successful season and just being able to enjoy the moment.
How do you look around the infield?
Young, very young. So Megan will also play some third base as well. And then we also have a freshman, Sydney Rios. And, you know, Sid's came in and she's a tough out at the plate. She offers a lot of versatility. I mean, she can play pretty much anywhere on the infield except first base. But most of the time, I mean, it's going to be those two battling it out at third base. At shortstop, we have a senior transfer. So she's a new face, came from Lubbock, Haley Acosta. And so her and Stormy Daniel, I mean, we have a ton of depth on the infield, which is great to have options. And so those two kind of looking at shortstop. And then Chipper Mayorga, a freshman, another freshman at second base. And then we also have Erica Ibarra-Subia, who transferred from Midland College. So, you know, Erica can also play in the outfield, which it helps her a ton. I mean, she's so fast. And, you know, being able to put her out there and let her run and do what she's really good at times is going to be really, really beneficial. And then first base, we do have three first basemen. I talked about Audrey Sierra being a pitcher, but she can also play first base. JC Yezak, if I said that right.
No, I think you got it right, yeah. And she's played a little third base for Midwestern State in the past.
Yes, we've battled some injuries with her arm, and so we did put her over at first base to be able to eliminate less throwing and, you know, just being more mindful. She's going to be a really big threat at the plate for us. She had a phenomenal fall, and I think that we've built some confidence within her, and so I'm excited to see what she does. We also added a transfer at semester, which was a senior. Kind of familiar face for us, but she played for us at Fort Scott for a year, Monticello Landa. And so she's going to offer, I mean, a ton at the plate. I mean, she's a tough out, and I think she ended up hitting 16 or 18 home runs for us at Fort Scott. So excited about our infield. I mean, just trying to, like, establish what we want as a coaching staff, you know, communicating really well, helping each other out, being in the right spots, like, all of those things. So, you know, they've done a really good job of buying into that.
And that's even more critical in softball than it is in baseball, isn't it? That communication among the infielders and being in the right spot.
Yes, baseball and softball, I mean, a lot of people will argue, but they're so different. I mean, with softball, you have hitters that will come up at the plate and you'll face sloppers, and, you know, sloppers are a big threat because they can do a lot of different things. And so, you know, putting your infield in the right spot, being able to defend. I just told him, we just had a really good conversation, and I said, it's like a game of chess. Like, what are you willing to give up in order to get? So, you have to be able to communicate really well on the infield and, you know, make sure that you're in a good position to be able to field your position.
How does the outfield look?
Fast. we do have some senior leadership returning. Tatum Waller, she comes back to us, kind of battled through some injuries last year.
I was going to say, she started out last year. I think she played about, I want to say, three quarters of the season, something like that, and was putting together a pretty good season, but then we lost her at the end of the year.
Yeah, so the big thing for us this year is keeping her healthy. Obviously, we want to have her, you know, 100% for her senior year. But she brings good leadership. She's a quiet leader, so she leads by the way that she plays. She's just one of those kids that you really sometimes you overlook, but she brings some really good things to the table. So I'm excited to see her kind of lead in the outfield. We have, you know, a couple freshmen that came in, Mia Sanchez and Micah Riley. Both of them can play kind of on the corners, you know, both slappers, and can utilize their speed. And then we did add a transfer at semester, Paige Scanlon. So Paige comes to us from MacU. She played 2 years at Cali County, which was in the same conference as Fort Scott. So I'm familiar with Paige, you know, and I've seen her be able to see some success. And I mean, she's got a big bat and she's a leader as well in the outfield. So she's a junior.
Seems like you put an emphasis on speed as you were putting the team together. Is that a fair assessment?
I think speed is hard to defend. It really is. I mean, speed creates chaos.
Right.
So I think that, you know, you can have hitters that can produce runs throughout your lineup, but you have to be able to utilize both. So, you know, be a tough out. That's one thing that I always say is be a tough out.
So how would you define that?
What do you mean?
Is that drawing walks? Is it just putting the ball in play?
It could draw a walk. I mean, if you have a 9-plus pitch at bat, that's being a tough out because you're making the pitcher throw more pitches than she would in a, you know, 3-pitch
right.
Out. So, I mean, you're making her throw more pitches. Being a tough out is, you know, putting a ball, putting the ball in the barrel hard and making good contact, making them make a play. I mean, I always say they still have to field the ball. They have to field their position. They have to make a good throw. The person receiving it on the other end has to catch it. So there's a lot of factors that factor into being a tough out.
And then if you've got speed, you're putting pressure on the defense there as well.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you like most about your team?
I just like the versatility. I think that that's one thing that, you know, is fun to coach. When kids are able to do multiple things. I think that that's what creates excitement within a team. But I also like that we're not really a team that, like, gets too high or gets too low. We're kind of just like a, you know, middle of the pack team. And with our energy, I feel like we're implementing celebrating each other and our energy. And I think that that's one thing I love to see when we're fired up. We're celebrating our teammates. I think when you create good energy, it sets you up to succeed.
So as you play Central Missouri, Rockhurst, Maryville, Augustana, South Dakota, and Drury this weekend, what are you looking for most out of the team?
I just want to see us compete. I mean, I want to see us go out and compete to the best of our ability, showcase what we've been working on within the fall and this winter. I think that, you know, we're going to see different looks within our lineup. We're going to have to just make some changes as we go. You know, obviously you have hitters that will go into the weekend and they'll get hot. And, you know, you want to do your best to keep those hitters on the field. But overall, just kind of find our mesh as a team, find our identity, you know, and kind of find our swagger a little bit. It's going to be, you know, the first few games, we have a lot of new faces within this team and then a new coaching staff. But being able to compete against somebody other than ourselves. And then when we get in the dugout, it's kind of like figuring out your swagger in the dugout. Like, I love cheers. Like, I love people that are loud and your energy is contagious. So I think that just finding our groove within a team, I think that that's super important.
How tough of an adjustment has it been for you coming to Midwestern State?
I mean, I'm still learning names, last names. obviously, I know all of our kids very, very well at this point, and I feel like as a coaching staff, we've really tried to get to know our kids, not only as softball players, but as people. But, you know, at times it's like, I can't believe I've only known these kids for 6 months. but it's been really great. I've really enjoyed being around them and obviously ready to go out and compete and go to war with them.
How tough is it to play in these conditions? Because it's still going to be cold this weekend.
I think Friday looks decent. Sunday will be decent. Saturday's going to be our worst day. But we only have one game on Saturday, so, I mean, you kind of just adjust to it. But for the most part, I think Friday and Sunday are looking better.
And then you'll be at the Rogers State Festival. You won't be home until February 15th, and that'll be a conference game when you take on Lubbock Christian. But we want people to start making their plans to be at Mustangs Park to see Midwestern State and Lubbock Christian. I know you're looking forward to that home opener.
Yeah, we just want to give our fans in the community something to be excited about. You know, we want to make sure that we're doing the little things right. You know, we're wearing Midwestern with pride and competing as much as we can.
Okay, Lenny, I appreciate you so much doing the podcast. Look forward to doing it throughout the course of the season and looking forward to seeing the team. It sounds like we've got a fun team to watch this year.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Thanks for having me, Pete.
That's Kaylani Bryan, the softball coach here at Midwestern State. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stang Gang podcast and follow the Mustangs at MSUMustangs.com. I'm Pete Stein. So long.